I join the Prime Minister in expressing all of my sympathies with people who've been affected by the floods, who've been driven out of their homes and who are facing disruption to their lives. And I also join him in paying tribute to all of those helping with relief efforts and to the extraordinary resilience we've seen in the last few weeks of the people of our country. He will know that people in affected communities are relieved that help from the armed forces and emergency services has now arrived, but many feel they were sent in too late. With further flooding expected in the coming hours and days, can the Prime Minister provide an assurance that people will be getting help in time, not after the event?
I can certainly give that assurance, and let me repeat again that it is important, as he said, to praise our emergency services, to praise volunteers, to praise all those working for the Environment Agency who've worked night and day round the clock to help our communities. They really have done amazing work, and we should thank them. In terms of the engagement of the military, I think this is important. It's always been possible for Gold commanders in these emergency situations to call on military assets. Indeed, a military liaison officer is supposed to sit with those Gold commanders and liaise with them. What we've done in recent days is say very clearly to all the local authorities concerned, and we've contacted them individually, if you want military assistance, don't think twice about it, think once, then ask, and they'll be there. So we've got now thousands of military at a state of readiness to help out. A huge number have already been deployed. And yes, as we see the levels potentially rising on the Thames again coming into this weekend, we should do everything we can now to get extra help into those communities that could be affected and make sure that they're helped. So all the military assistance that's required is there. People only have to ask.
Ed Miliband.
Mr Speaker, I welcome that promise of proactive help from the Prime Minister. Given the forecasts of extreme weather and river levels rising, one of the key issues that will concern people is not just their homes, but continuing gas and electricity supplies. We have learnt from previous experience in 2007 that protecting electricity substations that can be responsible for power to hundreds of thousands of homes is of particular importance. Can you reassure the House about the steps being taken to protect these vital services?
I can give him that assurance. My right honourable friend, the Minister for Government Policy, carried out a review into the resilience of our infrastructure, and a lot of extra steps were taken following that, and that has made a difference. Also, in the COBRA system, we are monitoring every day those particular bits of infrastructure that could be under threat. In recent days, it's more been about water treatment works than electricity works. I also spoke to the Minister responsible for energy policy at this morning's COBRA to make sure that everything is done to contact the energy companies to stand up the people that will be necessary if there are further supply interruptions over the coming days. I think the experience there, where there were problems in Kent after Christmas, since then the energy companies and the network companies have done a better job at reconnecting people more quickly.
Ed Miliband.
Mr Speaker, I thank the Prime Minister for that answer. Now, one of the reassurances he provided yesterday, as he said in an earlier answer, was to say money was no object. But this morning, the Transport Secretary said it's not a blank cheque. Can he tell the House exactly what areas of spending yesterday's promise covers?
Well, I was very clear last night, and let me repeat again. As I said last night, money is no object in this relief effort. I want communities who are suffering and people who see water lapping at their doors to know that when it comes to the military, when it comes to sandbags, when it comes to the emergency services, when it comes to restoring broken flood defences, all of those things, money is no object. And to be fair to the Transport Secretary, this is what he said this morning. Money is not the issue while we're in this relief job. That's what he said. He's absolutely right.
Well, of course, he's absolutely right about the relief effort. He also said yesterday, we will spend whatever it takes to recover from this, and to make sure we have a resilient country for the future. Let me give him an example in that context. Yesterday he praised the Environment Agency staff, but they are in the process this year of making 550 people dealing with flooding redundant. These are staff who help put in place and maintain flood defences and help deal with clean-up. If money is no object, as he said, is he committing now to reconsider these redundancies?
let me tell you exactly what we're doing with the Environment Agency and with the flood defence budget. We are spending $2.4 billion over the four-year period between 2010 and 2014, and that compares with just $2.2 billion in the previous four-year period. But what I can say to the House, and I think this is important, that as the waters recede, it will be important for the Environment Agency, for local authorities, all to look again at the flood patterns we've seen, at the models that they have, and work out what fresh flood defences will be necessary. In addition to that, I can tell the House that we will be introducing a grant for all affected homeowners and businesses to build in better flood protection as they repair their properties. That will be up to £5,000 per house and per business. On top of that, we're announcing a £10 million fund to help farmers who've seen their land waterlogged day after day, week after week. And I can also announce today that we'll be deferring the tax payments that businesses have to pay, and all of the businesses that have been affected by floods will get 100% business rate relief.
Mr. Speaker, these steps are welcome and will be welcomed across the House. But I'm afraid he didn't answer the specific question I asked, which is about the 550 people that the Environment Agency are planning to make redundant that work on flood defences. They are people who are currently helping with the clean-up and put in place the flood defences. Similarly, on the issue of spending on flood defence, the Committee on Climate Change says we're spending significantly less on flood defence than we should. So my question is a simple one. Given yesterday's promise to make sure we have a resilient country for the future and spend whatever it takes, is he committing now to reconsider these redundancies and reconsider the amount of money we invest in flood defences?
Well, let me tell him what we're doing with the Environment Agency budget into the future. The Environment Agency budget, in terms of the capital spending, we've set out the figures all the way up to 2020. Now, we've only made capital spending pledges in areas like transport and in terms of flood defences, pledges that no one else is able to match, particularly not if they're committed to a zero-based budget review, but promises we are happy to make so people can see how much money will be spent on flood defences 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020. We're only able to make those pledges because we've managed our economy effectively and managed our budgets effectively.
Mr. Speaker, I do say to the Prime Minister, he came along yesterday at his press conference and made what sounded like a very grand promise to spend whatever it takes to recover from this and make sure we have a resilient country for the future. And the simple point I'm making to him is that there are real doubts when it comes to making members of the Environment Agency who deal with flooding redundant, and the lack of investment that the Committee on Climate Change, the expert body that is charged with this to invest in flood defences, says is not happening, and he needs to reconsider those things. I would urge the Prime Minister in the coming days, the government need to speak with one voice on this issue. The response needs to be speedier than it has been in the past, and everyone affected needs to feel they're getting the help they need. If the government does this, they will have our full support.
What I said last night is exactly what I've said today, which is when it comes to this relief effort, money will be no object. I don't want people to worry about penny pinching as they see the vital work that's needed to help them with their houses, to help them deal with the floods. That is what this government is doing. We're deploying the military when we've been asked for the military, deploying extra pumps when we were asked for pumps, raising the compensation to local government to 100% because that is what local communities should have. I'm only sorry that he seeks to divide the House when we should be coming together for the nation.